I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Triangle of Sadness, and this is writer-director Ruben Östlund's latest feature that satirizes the rich by giving them a luxury cruise that goes haywire. It requires seasickness, which makes these people vomit and defecate uncontrollably during a storm, and it requires them to be stranded on a desert island where karma and social order take place. There is a subplot that goes a little over the top with Harris Dickinson and the recently departed Shelby Dean as models who have a struggling relationship, but there are also some viciously deadpan moments, some of which feature Woody Harrelson as a Marxist American captain. Triangle of Sadness isn't a perfect satire, but it is funny and risky as we see how these people suffer from seasickness and how their experiences give them some karma. It has its own aspects on social order, and it's not afraid to entertain us through the comedy and pathos. I know people are going to have mixed reactions given the circumstances, but I myself read between the lines. 3 stars. To recap this week's new movies, thumbs up for Hellraiser, thumbs way down for Amsterdam, and thumbs up for Triangle of Sadness. If you like this review and my upcoming movie reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.